You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
No guards, no masters, only helpful advice.
It's Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union representative Justine Sachs.
Morena, Justine, how are you today?
Morena, Rich, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Lots to talk about. It's always crazy reading some of these text messages that we get.
Yeah, totally.
We've got someone who's done an internship. We'll start with this one. Someone did an internship over the summer and they said they'd get a lump stipend paid at the end, which still hasn't been paid, and now they think they're getting ghosted. What can they do about it?
Yeah, this is an interesting field of employment law because interns do not have the same rights as employees. Well, that's like classically as it's been understood. So the Employment Relations Act, which governs the relationship between, you know, bosses and workers, supposedly doesn't apply to interns. That said, the contract is what matters here. So if you had a contract and there was a lump sum mentioned, that contract is enforceable. And the other thing I'd probably like to mention is last year, the Employment Relations Authority actually kind of made a landmark ruling on interns. And they kind of said in an individual case, which could be widely applicable, that interns are employees, even if they're unpaid. So my advice to this person is to actually talk to someone at Community Law or Citizens Advice Bureau if they don't, or even a lawyer if they have access to a lawyer, because if it's in your contract, you are definitely, you know, that contract needs to be abided by. There's been a recent ruling that interns are employees despite, you know, the sort of advice we had previously, and I definitely think that you should be able to recover that money, and I think you should go for it. Yeah.
Hard out. If you've been promised pay for the work you're doing, you are entitled to that for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What else have we got here, Stella?
Someone sexted in, I just got a new part-time job and the contract says I can't have another job whilst employed with them. I can't afford to just have one job that is part-time only. Is it reasonable to try and negotiate with them, and how should I go about that?
No, this just doesn't sound right at all. There can be clauses in employment contracts restraining, like, commercially sensitive trades. So say you're working on work that if you took it to another employer, they would have, it's commercially sensitive, patented, you know, there's all sorts of reasons why there can be restraints of, like, if you work for a certain employer, you can't within the next year go work for their competitor, if that makes sense. This seems totally like an abuse of that typical clause around restraint of trade, and I don't think that it would be enforceable. I'm pretty sure that's illegal. I'd have to know where you're working, what you're doing. I mean, if you're like in, you know, I don't know, working for the GCSB, maybe.
You can't work for another spy agency.
Yeah, I can't say with 100% certainty because I haven't seen the contract and I don't know where you work. But that doesn't sound reasonable at all, or enforceable. So should you try and negotiate? Ooh, I think this is another one for community law. I'd want someone to have a look at that.
Definitely.
It doesn't sound legal.
No. And also, I mean, even legality aside, totally impractical. Who's supposed to live in this cost of living crisis
part-time.
On a part-time job?
No.
Crazy stuff.
And if you are working for the GCSB, you need to be able to get...
that's the front. You're like scooping ice creams in the dairy or something. We've got a bit of union busting by the sounds of it in this last question here. Someone's manager's been cancelling the room bookings when their workplace has union meetings on site. There's always an excuse like a schedule clash, but it's starting to feel really weird. Are we allowed to have union meetings at the workplace, and what should we do about this? Justine, please help.
Classic union busting technique, just kind of getting in the way of people meeting and the union having access to the worksite. You're totally legally entitled to have union meetings and for the union to come on site and to talk to union members and workers in general. What can you do about it? You can just go ahead and have that meeting in another room and just... you can raise it collectively as a letter. The union can raise it. They can also seek... I mean, when we've... when we are barred entry, we can seek compliance. We can go to, we can have our lawyers talk to them as well. So, yeah, no, not something to take lying down. It is union busting. So talk to your organiser and come up with a plan about what to do about that.
Absolutely. Hey, Justine, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure to wade through the weirdness of being employed in Aotearoa with you over the last couple of years. Let's remind the listeners at home, if they want to get unionised or they want to find out who their union is, where do they go to find all the details?
They can go to the New Zealand Council of Trade Unions, which is union.org.nz, and you can go to, let me find, where's the Find My Union? I'm going to find the exact...
Find the Find My Union.
Find My Union. You go to find your, so union.org.nz, find your union, and you can find what union would likely cover the work that you're in. The key is to get your colleagues unionized, so it's not just about you as an individual joining a union. Unions are collective beasts, and the key is unionizing your workplace. So, you know, it's all for one, one for all kind of vibes.
Three musketeers.
I don't actually know if that's the right saying. Whatever it is, it's we're all in this together, High School Musical.
Exactly.
Vibe,
hell yeah. Drew Bolton knew what was up.
yeah, exactly. I just really want to encourage young people to unionise, because they're really going to truly, I think, one of the ways we can start to build a better world, and I think we all deserve to get a little bit better.
I think that's a hearty agree from BFM Breakfast. We do deserve a better world. Justine, thank you so much. We'll see you real soon. I think we're going to play some Pete Seeger. Why not? Have a great rest of your morning.
Take care, Ray.
Bye.
Blood shall run. There can be no power greater anywhere beneath the sun. Yet what force on earth is weaker than the feeble strength of one? But the union makes us strong.
Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. For the union makes us strong.
It is we who plowed the prairies, built the cities where they trade, dug the mines and built the workshops, endless miles of railroad laid. Now we stand outcast and starving mid the wonders we have made, but the union makes us strong.
Solidarity forever.
Taken untold millions that they never toiled to earn, but without our brain and muscle, not a single wheel can turn. We can break their haughty power, gain our freedom when we learn that the union makes us strong.
Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever.
In our hands is placed a power greater than their hoarded gold, greater than the might of atoms magnified a thousandfold. We can bring to birth a new world from the ashes of the old, for the union makes us strong.
Get Karu on the line. We need a Donk remix of this ASAP.
Yes.
This is Pete Seeger, of course, Solidarity Forever. Thank you very much, Justine. And thanks to those of you who sent us questions for Justine and Celine over the last week and over the last couple of years. It's been great to kind of wade through the weirdness together.
Yeah, take that, the man.
Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union representative Justine Sachs.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.